T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So I'm here with Boom Boom Mancini. Now, Boom Boom, here's the deal. Judy and Tracy, when I'm at the fights, this is who I hang out with at the fights. Like most people, they like celebrities. They like red carpet. They like supermodels. They like the guy with all the bling or the guy with the bands of cash. I hang with Judy and Tracy because we laugh all night and eat popcorn and make fun of all those other people.
You hang with the right people. Look, as sweet and nice and pretty as she is, I get it. Why not? And they're lovely, lovely people, and they do a nice job.
Unless we're talking bad about others.
That's okay, too. It's part of the deal, right?
It's great to see you, man. Tell me about the gig. I want to know how you got the gig, and it fell in your lap, and now you're on Fox blowing up.
How about that? Really, I came out of nowhere. That's the best part about this gig. It came out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting it. I got a call from Steve Becker, one of my producers, asking me if I've been reading about that, you know, HBO's out of the game. I said, yeah, I know, heard about that. Fox is getting into the game. I said, yeah, I heard about that. I said, and we're working with the PBC, Al Heyman and the PBC. I said, yeah, I've read about that. And he says, Al Heyman asked for you. I said, what? I said, no kid. I said, I never met the guy, but I'm honored. I'm flattered.
I think anyone's mad.
That's right. It's like the ghost, right?
He's invisible.
And I said, but I'm flattered. I'm honored. And he said, no, man, we just went over. You'd be interested. Man, I'd be very interested. He said, well, okay, now I know you're interested. I'll get back to you in within a couple weeks. So a couple weeks later, got to me, said, we're going to move forward and, get this going. So he said, we want you to know you're the first one we hired. I said, great. Can I get a cup of coffee? He said, what? I said, what does it mean? I'm the first one. I mean, nobody making more than me? Well, we can't do it. I said, well, that didn't happen. I know that. So do I get a plaque? This is the first one. What is it? I was busting his chops.
Right.
Meaning, I'm flattered, I'm honored, and I'm really looking forward to work with you guys.
How great is it? Because no one will ever forget you as a fighter. But the fact is, you've never been doing this. And I think it's great that they got you talking boxing now at the biggest level.
No, for real, on the contrary, I've done it for every major network since I retired. Even when I was fighting, I've done it for HBO. I've done it for HBO pay-per-view. I just had a gig a couple of years ago with True TV. That was a collaboration between Turner's Television and HBO production.
You're somebody NCAA bass.
Yeah, so I did it for them, and we did great. It's just they stopped doing it, which I didn't know why. Because we had great ratings. So I've done it through the years. I used to do it for Anheuser-Busch Bud Sports Network. So I've done it, but it's just I never was able to catch on to with a steady gig with anybody. And people say, well, why don't you do this? What, you know, why not HBO show? Look, they're hiring reporters and people in the media, and then they start hiring fighters, and they hire some good fighters, and yeah, the more contemporary fighters, you know. And I said, okay, it is what it is. So I've always done it, but I really enjoy this. Look, the one thing you're gonna get from me is I'm gonna speak my mind. If you stink to join out, I'm gonna say you're stinking to join out. I might love you as a fighter, but today you're
stinking. Oh, like it is.
Right. And that was the one thing I said, like last weekend, Sean Porter. I've been working with Sean this week. I love Sean. He's everything good about boxing. He's great for the game. We're friends. He's an Ohio boy.
Right.
But I lost the fight. And I said so.
You know, he got lucky.
But he's a professional. It hasn't been brought up between us. We're working together. I love it. And I'm glad he got the decision because he's better for boxing than the other guy.
He's been doing a lot of it with you, too, the broadcast.
Right. But that's what you're going to get from me. I cannot lie. I've got a job to do. As long as you understand I'm doing my job, you do yours. And that's it. But I respect the fighters. I'm a lover of fighters. I love these guys. And I'm never going to talk about a guy's ability or his heart. Because you get in the ring, you got the heart, and I'm not going to talk about your ability. What I will question is guy's conditioning, his commitment to the sport, his character.
Fair enough.
I may question that. But other than that, you know, I'm going to always speak to, you know, I'm a lover of fighters, I said, and I'm always going to give the guy the benefit of the doubt.
Boom Boom Mancini with us. What do you think of this huge event on Fox pay-per-view, their first foray into it, and what a great welterweight fight with a guy that's a lot bigger than the other one. Everyone's been talking about that, but I think Mikey's such a badass, and I love his stones for taking the fight. How about this fight for their first dabble into big-time pay-per-view fights?
You can't get no bigger than this, and it's funny you said that. I said that when I worked with Mikey a couple weeks ago. I can't tell you how much I admire you for taking this chance. Errol's been the most avoided fighter for the last 5 to 10 years. Nobody wants to fight him. Why? Because his boxing IQ, great amateur pedigree, you know, punched like a son of a gun, and he's a southpaw. Nobody wants to fight a southpaw. Yet, Mike said, Ray, I see something that I can exploit. I know I can beat him.
We don't see, but he does.
And I had seen somebody challenge, not going up one, but two weight classes. I could bear Mikey going up to fight Errol. At this point was when Carmen Basilio in the 50s said, I'm going to go up and fight Sugar Ray Robinson.
Crazy.
Too slow, too small, cuts too easy. And what did he do? He went up and kicked his ass. So that's what you got to love about Mikey. Hey, nobody's saying Errol's going to walk through him. You know, Errol's a betting favorite, as he should be, being the bigger, stronger guy. But, man, the conference level, I love Sam Mikey. He sees something he can exploit, and he says he's going to show that. You can't get no better than this. These are two of the top four pound-for-pound fighters in the game right now. And the guy stepping up and saying, I want that guy. And stepping up two weight classes to take on the challenge.
You see him destroy Easter? I mean, that guy was bigger than him, too.
Yeah, but he was taller. He wasn't as strong.
But a lot bigger.
But he was taller, right.
Longer reach, bigger, everything. So do you think he can do that to this cat? Because this guy's a dangerous boy. He's a bad boy.
Oh, Errol's the most avoided fighter. Like I said, he's a bad man. I call him Cool Breeze. You know why? Because he don't get flustered by nothing. He's like, yeah, man, I'm going to...
My dad, at one point when I was in Indian Guides, was Big Wind, and I was Little Breeze.
Little Breeze, yeah. But the Cool Breeze, baby, just call me the Breeze, right? So,
Kenny Albert's calling it with Lennox Lewis, and then you guys are doing all the pre-fight and it.
And I'll be up in the booth. They'll have a booth up in the arena.
Styling up here.
And I'll be able to watch it and see it.
What do you think of this place? It's like a country.
It's Jerryland, right?
Really, Jerry's World. It is like a. It's like another world.
Yeah, it is.
There's going to be 55, 60,000 here on set.
I don't know if they get that. I look.
51 here, the most they've ever put in.
For Canelo. I'm not so sure as Canelo did, but if you get 30 to 40, say you get 40, you still hit the juggernaut.
What do you think of those dudes fighting on DAZN that he's got a deal there? Golovkin's got a deal there. What do you think of what they're doing?
Great, but it's a streaming service that a lot of people still don't know about. I think they're going for the money. I think the biggest fights and best fights are still on American network television. And look, Fox, the first time network television is back in the game on a full-time basis, 30-something years. They're not going to be fighting on Fox pay-per-view, and PBC still got to deal with Showtime.
Right.
So you're covering all grounds. So look, they're going for the money, great. The opportunity, the possibility to make that much money is there. If you get guaranteed X amount like Canelo's, well, did you go? But the visibility factor is not going to be the same.
I've been coming to fights for 35 years, over 80 title fights. How much do you like the game now as opposed to, let's even say, a decade ago or 20 years ago? Because I've seen all the fights. I got to be honest with you that, you know, people comparing him to Sugar Ray Leonard, I'm sorry. That doesn't work for me. I'm too old. I've seen too many fights. But what do you think of the game today? Are you pleased with it? Turned off by it? Disappointed in it?
No. There's a lot of great fighters.
You like?
But the game is moving forward. The game got a lot of great fighters going on. Yes, absolutely, because I'm a lover of fighters. But to compare them with the generation, and Roberto Duran was here, said yes, to compare this crop of guys with his group of guys, you can't do. It was just for different times. He said, give them enough time, and maybe they could be spoken in the same. And I love that. It's the best way to say it. Look, those are the best fighting the best all the time. And the thing is, even if you were a different promoter, the promoters, Bob and Don, you know, they cross over, you know, they reach across the aisle to make it happen because it was best for boxing. Now they're talking about the networks. As you get it. The networks, we're worried about the networks. Networks are not going to let the fights happen. Why? If it's best for boxing, Bob and Al can reach across the table. Why not? It's best for boxing.
All these guys fight. You know, PBC's fighting with Top Rank, and then they don't give us the fights we want. Let me ask you this lastly. You look fantastic. Do you still train, work out, take care of yourself? Because you look terrific. I mean, honestly, because you and I are getting really old. I mean, that Father Time ain't stopping for us, but you look fantastic. What are you doing with your life, like, in terms of working out and stuff and taking care of yourself?
I work out 5 days a week, but I don't work out more than a half hour. My doctor told me, you got to work out smarter, not harder. I said, that's my new mantra, my man. So I do a lot of plyometrics. I do yoga. I do a boxing workout.
I do high yoga.
I do.
For other reasons, though.
Yeah. No, I'm actually there for the right reasons.
There's a lot going on in that
room. Lying, brother, but I'm here for the right reasons. Because
I do it after I play basketball. I play basketball 7 days a week, and so I do it for my body's just in agony.
Said it. Can't keep pounding the butt muscle. You got to elongate the muscles. Exactly. That stretch, elongate the muscles and strengthen the...
But if you're just broadcasting, you know, you get fat. You got to work out.
So I work out. I get up. First thing, I get up, and I work out in my room when I'm on the road.
Where are you living now? In Youngstown?
I just moved back to Youngstown. I was 30 years in Santa Monica, California.
Jolly Joe's is where I did my show in Youngstown, Ohio, in a snow... Oh, what a great bar. I packed that place.
I went back 4 years ago.
Still on the air.
4.5 years ago, I moved back to Youngstown because it seemed like a good idea at the time. No, I love my time.
I love Youngstown. I'm from Pittsburgh.
I love Youngstown. The reason I went back home is to build a full digital media studio. I'm in the entertainment business, do a lot of production in Cleveland and Pittsburgh, but I give everything they can, but a much better price, and we can bring things to Youngstown. It's very production friendly. So that's why I went back home.
I'm glad. Hey, it's great to see you, Boom Boom. You're the man, brother.
Thank you. I
appreciate
you.
Good luck.
Pete's got to watch this fight, man. Believe me, you're going to be talking about it for a long time.
Hey, congrats on the gig. It's so good to see you, brother.
Thank you so much.
See you Saturday night.
God willing. You got it.
My man, Boom Boom Mancini, the one and only on the bench on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.